الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الذي علم بالقلم والكلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. أحمده سبحانه حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taught us by the pen and also taught us by his benevolence. And peace and blessings be upon his noble, most honorable, most elevated, most pure messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and upon his noble family, and upon the righteous companions, and upon all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, today is the day of Jumu'ah, in which we gather to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek guidance from the noble Qur'an, to seek illumination from the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, to find purpose and meaning within our lives, and for us to realign ourselves on the path of Islam, the path that returns us back to the gardens of paradise. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts, our sincere intentions and our deeds, and make this day, this moment, a day and a means for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Over the last 2 weeks, we have seen almost 4 million people from across the globe, from Asia, from the Middle East, from Africa, from Europe, and from the Americas, all gathered together in the central hub in Makkatul Mukarramah, for the sole purpose of glorifying and magnifying the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by repeating again and again, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. And similarly, the remaining millions and millions of Muslims throughout the world have been praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Those fortunate to be on the sacred and blessed journey and pilgrimage returning to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who sacrifice their time, their health, their wealth, their families and everything that they had for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who for day and night were there solely dedicated to remembering Allah and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people on that sacred and most prestigious journey are those who are fortunate. But at the same time, those are the people who have been tested immensely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's not easy to fight with your nafs, to fight with your family or your community or the wealth or all of these things, and to say, no, I want to leave all of this and I want to return to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a big challenge. It's a big, big, big challenge that a person has to overcome in their lifetime. But those who were given the opportunity to overcome all of these challenges were very fortunate to return to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they followed and retraced the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hajar, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with her and the entire family, and to follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So with great trials, with great tribulations, with great tests, also comes a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the last few days, those people on the journey of Hajj have been rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Hajj Mabrura, by an accepted Hajj by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Hajj which returns them as clean as a whistle. A Hajj which returns them back to the dunya as a newborn is when they enter into this dunya. Clean slate, sinless, their heart has been purified, their body, their limbs has been purified, and they return back to this dunya in the best of manners and in the best of forms. So you could almost say that these last few days for the Hujjaj, for the Hajis, has been a day of graduation, a day when they have worked day and night for days and weeks. They have worked tirelessly to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to throw the pelts and to pelt the stones at the Jamarat, to be in Mina, to be in Muzdalifah, to be in Arafah, to do the Tawaf, to do the Sa'i, to do all of these things. This was their test, this was their trial. And then as a result and a reward is their graduation and their gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, I know that we have also been receiving our results as well for those people here in this world or this part of the world and in this country. Those with their A-levels have received their results during this week. Those at university received them in the previous weeks, and those for their GCSEs will be receiving them in the following week. So a day of graduation or a day of receiving your rewards or receiving your results is a great day to see whether all of your efforts and your deeds were worthwhile, or were they accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or were they rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we do 5 times a day when we come, and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us and to accept our deeds. And by prostrating and bowing and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope that He will reward us. We hope that He will also purify us and our sins and our deeds. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, today we'll discuss a small amount on the results that are taking place in the dunya, as well as the results that will take place in the hereafter. So recently, over this week, millions of students here in this country have received their exam results given to them by their teachers in their own very hands, in a particular envelope. And that result will determine their future, whether they get into university or not. Or that result will determine whether all of the efforts that they have put in will be worthwhile or not, whether they will graduate, whether they will have a first or a second or a third or whatever degree they have, whether everything that they put their heart and soul into, the money, their wealth, will be worthwhile. Some people were trembling when they were opening that envelope to see what will be their state, what will be their hal, what will be their kayfiyah. And other people just couldn't bear to open it, and they give it to their friends or they give it to their families and they say, "You open it. We can't bear to open it." So at this moment, during this week and in the previous weeks, just like the Hujjaj Kiram, there were tears. Tears of joy, tears of delight. There was also fear, huge amount of anxiety and stress. But at the same time, when they complete all of their rituals, and just like when you complete all of your exams, there's also a huge amount of relief as well. But for some, there may be a huge amount of anger and stress and worry and crying and further tribulation because you have not received those results that you are anticipating. So all of us, whether you have done your GCSEs or your A-levels, or those who have gone to university, or those from a very, very young age, those have been trialed and tested, We all go through those emotions. And these tests are part and parcel of life. The doctors are constantly checking your progress and your development. Your parents are constantly testing you. Can he stand? Can he walk? Can he talk? Can they dress themselves? Can they undress themselves? Can they behave like this? Can they overcome this challenge and this challenge? Your parents are constantly testing you. Your doctors are testing you. Your teachers are testing you. The world that you live in is a place of constant tests and trials and tribulations. And those who succeed move on to the next stage. And those develop in their life with their spirituality, with their social status, with their financial status. But those who do not succeed are those people who are in this constant and vicious circle of being depressed and being anxious and not being able to move forward in your life. So for us as believers, our life is full of tests. And this is something that we are reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. So our entire life is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference between the tests of the dunya and the tests of the hereafter is that there are no retakes. Once you have sealed your deeds, i.e. once you pass away from this dunya and you enter in your grave, then that's it. There are no retakes, there are no backseats, there is no give me another opportunity or I'll try again. That's it, you're done. And therefore, we as Muslims, we must try to make the most of the opportunities given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He reminds us, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created death and He has also created life. For what purpose? To test you, to see and to reveal which one of you does best with the test of the dunya. So we are all here, we are constantly going through various tests within our lives, those on a micro scale and those also on a macro scale as well. But it is up to us whether we fail in those tests or whether we succeed in those tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that this life of yours, the entirety of your life is a test. Especially from the time of puberty up until the time of your death, this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. That we have adorned dunya and the earth with attractive things. And you see this attractiveness, whether it's a woman, whether it's wealth, whether it's fame, whether it's power, whether it's a car, whether it's latest mobile phone or clothing or any of these things. These are all the attractions and the zenith of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed them and scattered them throughout the world to see which one of you will actually do the best thing with your health, with your wealth, with your fame, with your power, with your opportunity, with all of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Will you use these things to better yourself, to transform yourself, to enhance yourself, to become a better Muslim, better mu'min, better muhsin, better person, better individual? Or will you just follow the pursuits of the dunya and just go after the dunya and the wealth and the fame of the dunya and forget the real test and the real day of either reward or the real day of punishment when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So our emotions are constantly pulled in different directions by our parents and whether how they see you succeed or how they see you fail, or by our doctors or by our teachers or by our community members or by our family members. They're constantly saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do this, well, you did this and well done and shabash, and they're proud of this or they're not so proud of this. So we're constantly pulled in different directions, and so are our emotions. But what's most important is for us to think about the emotions, our hal, our kayfiyah, our state of how we will be on the day of Qiyamah, when we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then our real reward or real punishment or deeds or results will be given to us either in your right hand or they will be given to us in our left hand. That is the real day to think about. That is the real day to plan for. That is the real day to worry about and to prepare for the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية، كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Any true mu'min, true believer, that person who has prepared for the hereafter, that person who has kept his eye focused on that day, the true day of results, the true day of reward, that person will be given his reward, his results in his right hand. He will say, here is my record, read it. And he says, I knew I would indeed meet my reckoning. I knew that this day would come. I knew that I would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I knew that how to account for all of the deeds and the things that I did in the dunya. And I prepared for this particular day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and so he will have a pleasant life in a lofty garden. This is his reward because of his results, because of his efforts, because of his deeds, because of his preparations in the dunya. And not just in any lofty garden, a garden with clustered fruits within his reach. Whatever he wants to hold on to or grab, that will be given to him and it will benefit him and he will enjoy the pleasures of paradise. It will be said to him, eat and drink. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink to your heart's content as a reward for what you have done in days gone by. So this is that individual who realized the true day of reckoning, realized the true day of reward, the true day of results, when he will be given his results in his right hand. And these are the rewards awaiting that individual. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the other individual. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ خُزُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ زَرْعُهَا 70 زِرَاعٍ فَاسْلُكُوهُ. But that other individual who wasted his life in the pursuits of the dunya, in the fame and the power and the wealth of the dunya, and forgetting that he had returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That individual, the person who did not practice his faith, this person will be given his records, his results, his deeds, his book in his left hand. And he will say, if only I had never been given my record and I knew nothing of my reckoning. This is his emotional state. This is his physical state, that he doesn't even want to face the reality, face the inevitability, face the haqiqat of what is happening, that this is the day of reckoning, the day of hisab, the day of jaza for those people of good, for those people of evil. He will say, how I wish death had been the end of me, that I don't even want to be here standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most torturous day, most grave day for me to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish the death was the end of me. My wealth has been of no use to me whatsoever, and my power has absolutely vanished. Because these are the things that he worked for in the dunya. He worked for the wealth, he worked for the power, he worked for the fame, he worked for the women, he worked for all of these things of the dunya, and he did not work for the hereafter. He did not work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, خُزُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Take him and put a collar on him and lead him to burn in the blazing fire in a chain 70 meters long. This is that individual who will receive his rewards in his left hand. That individual who did not fear the hereafter. That individual who did not prepare for the hereafter. So ask yourselves, brothers and sisters, and also ask yourself as parents, that how much effort, how much focus do we put into our children when we are preparing them for the dunya? We put so much effort, sleep on time, you got a school in the morning, you have an exam in the morning, prepare, do this revision, do that revision, go and get extra tuition, go and meet this person, go and do that person, no more TV, no more Facebook, no more Twitter, no more social media, no going out, no, none of these things. Why? Because we want you, my son, we want you, my daughter, to succeed, but to succeed in the dunya, to succeed to have an accolade or a title or a degree on the wall, so you can have more fame and more wealth and more power. All of this effort and the energy goes from the parents and transferred onto the child. And that child realizes, no, this is something that I have to do. My mother and father both are not giving me any deal, no lachak, no leniency. This is what I have to do. This is what I have to focus on. But where is that same effort, that same concern, that same determination from our parents? And they say, no, puttad, you have to get up for Fajr. No, puttad, you have to do Zuhr. You have to do Asr. You have to do Maghrib. You have to do Isha. You have to keep your fast. You have to keep, you have to give your zakat. You have to do all of these five pillars. You have to speak the truth. You have to do all of these things. Otherwise, these are the repercussions. We don't have the same harshness towards our children, or the same discipline towards our children when it comes towards the hereafter. Khair hai, vadde ho sun sikh jasan, vadde ho sun namaz par lesan, vadde ho sun kapde theek ho jasan, vadde ho sun ye. You don't realize you are throwing your own children into the fire of hell. This is the results that your children will bring on the day of Qiyamah. Their results will be given to them in their left hand, and you will be a part and parcel of that particular result, because you had the ability, you had the power to redirect them towards getting their results in their right hand, for them working towards the hereafter, for them pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourselves, where do you want to be, and where do you want your children to be? What are your emotions and your feelings when you see your child get a C or a D or a failure, and how you react, and then how you shout and scream, and then how you take away all of their things until they bring the right results for you? Do you react in the same way when they don't pray, when they don't practice the Quran, when they don't be upright, when they don't be honest, when they don't follow the Sunnah, when they don't do all of these things? No, we don't. We don't have that concern, because we don't fear the hereafter. But these words are not my words, not the words of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, but the words and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who say, this is what people will be like on the day of Qiyamah. This is how you will receive your rewards, how you'll receive your results, how you receive your deeds on the day of Qiyamah, either in your right or either in your left. And especially in these holidays, where is the concern of our parents and encouraging their children to make sure that they come into the masjid, or they pray within their homes and do various other activities? They're not there. خیر ہے چھٹیاں مجھا کرو. But what will you do when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of this information for us to prepare for our true day of results, the true day of graduation. And just I mentioned at the beginning that the Hujjaj Kiram, they sacrificed and they prepared day and night. They went through all of the challenges so that after the day of Hajj and after the day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, that they can be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by a Hajj which is accepted, by a heart which has been purified, and they have graduated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where are we? Have we achieved that same graduation, that same reward, that same result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse of the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ زَهْرِ فَسَوْفَ يدعو سبورا ويسلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا. And whoever is given his record from behind his back will cry out for destruction. You know, ulama constantly, and the imams constantly telling you, take it with your right hand, to develop the adat, the habit that you take things always with your right hand. Whether it is money, whether it is a gift, whether it's anything, we always do things with our right. We don't take things with our left. In this day and age, if a child takes it with the left hand, we just give it as well. No, you need to correct that child and say, no, putar, no, beta, you take it with your right hand. To develop this habit of receiving things from your right hand, that on the day of Qiyamah, automatically our right hand goes out in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give our deeds to us in our right hand. But those people who had the ada and the develop of taking things from the backhand, taking rishwat, taking baymani, lying, doing all of those dodgy things behind closed doors where nobody would see them, their deeds will be given to them from the behind their backs as well. And they will cry out for destruction, because they will be burning in the blazing fire. Why? Because they used to live among people and they used to be well pleased. Oh yes, I can get away with this, I can do this, I have this, is that, and this shuhrat and this fame and all of these things. But they would never prepare for the hereafter. And when they realize this, there will be no return for them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching them every single step of their way. So the whole process of examinations is to transform you, to prepare you. And this is what children do when they realize there's an exam, when they realize that they have to put in and show what they have learned, then they put in day and night and they change their lifestyle. They completely change the way that they live and they operate. Why? So that they can prepare and that they can show the examiner that this is what they have learned and this is how they have changed. We pray 5 times a day. We do the Hajj, we do the Zakah, we do the Siyam, we do the Qiyam, we do all of these things. But if we are still unable to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are worthy of His mercy, that we are worthy of His rahmah, we are worthy of being true followers of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that no job in this dunya, no accolade, no appellations, no degrees, no wealth, no fame will come to your avail on the day of Qiyamah. The purpose of exams is to drive you to become a better individual, i.e. a better student, is to prove yourself worthy of being in that particular institution. So we are here to prove ourselves worthy of being followers of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being worthy of being the recipients of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the purpose of exam is to distinguish between those who are good students and those who are bad students, those who are focused, those who have prepared, and those who have wasted their lives in idle pursuits. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Alif lam mim, ahasiba an-nasu an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. That do people think that they'll be left alone after they say La ilaha illallah, or they say that we believe, without being put to the test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, we tested those who went before them, and we will test those people who come after them, and God will certainly mark out those who are truthful and those who are lying. So we will be sieved through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you know, we'll find out who is the true servants, who are the true ibadur rahman, who are ibadul mukramun, who are the true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are worthy of receiving their rewards and their deeds in their right hand, rather than receive their rewards and their deeds or their punishments in the left hand or behind their back. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to truly fulfill our duty and our obligation towards ourselves, towards our deen, towards our Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, more importantly towards our children, and prepare them for the real tests, for the real return, for the day of results, for the day of graduation, when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope that our deeds will be given to us in our right hand and not our deeds will be given to us behind our back or in our left hands, and that we use the life that we have, the health that we have, the opportunities that we have, everything that we have in this dunya does not distract us from the core message of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because Hajj is all about retracing the steps of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left all of these legacies, left all of these landmarks of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so that those people following after him could go and retrace those steps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after you do your tawaf, go to Maqam Ibrahim. Don't read nafl anywhere else. Go to Maqam Ibrahim and read your nafl there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go to any other mountain. No, go to Safa and Marwa and retrace those steps. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to go to Mina, to go to Muzdalifah, to go to Arafah. These are the places of His beloved Ahbab, Habibs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want success, and if we want our deeds in our right hand, and we want to graduate with the highest honors or degrees, then we need to follow sincerely in the footsteps of the Anbiya alayhi salam, in the footsteps of the Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and make sure that we focus our children and their tawajjuh and their lives towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just towards the path of the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Wa quli qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khaira. Kuch ilanat aap hazrat samat farmale. کل سے نماز فجر کی جماعت انشاءاللہ العزیز 5:30 بجے ہوگی, نماز ظہر کی جماعت انشاءاللہ العزیز 2 بجے, نماز عصر کی جماعت 7:45